Gracious God, take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. One of the things I've learned over the years is to pay attention when a word or an image or a theme comes up across multiple conversations and in different spheres of my life, often in what seem to be chance encounters. I attribute this bubbling up to the Holy Spirit. And pay attention, because more often than not, it's a sign that God is at work in my life, in our community, in the world. Today, on this 50th day after Easter, Pentecost, we celebrate the coming of the promised Holy Spirit. Now, this Spirit has many names: Sustainer, Advocate, Sanctifier, the Comforter, the Paraclete, Counselor, Guide, the Indweller, the Revealer, Witness, Wisdom, Life Giver. And it has many images that are associated with it. The descending dove, flames, the wild goose, the wind, the breath of God, the love of God, and in today's reading from Acts, divided tongues as of fire. Today I want to focus on two of these. Two that I have seen bubbling up recently and which I think we need to pay attention to: the wild goose and a hybrid image of flames and the love of God, which create for us hearts on fire. As I wrote for the Thursday News email this week, Pentecost can be seen as both a birthing and a broadening. Pentecost itself was a birthday, a day shortly after Jesus' last resurrection appearance to his friends, when the gift of the Holy Spirit came to all gathered together. All most likely meant the entire community, which by this point numbered about 120 women and men. The 12, yes, and then the many other unnamed faithful followers of Jesus. With the coming of the Holy Spirit, this ragtag group began to truly understand their vision and mission in a concrete way, birthing what would become a new religious path. But Pentecost is also about broadening. The work of proclaiming in Christ there is no East or West, and the love of God is broader than the measures of the mind. When the Spirit descended and the gift of many languages was given to the community, power was given to spread the message of God's love to all. This message would spread as the disciples traveled, but it began in Jerusalem. Those living there were immigrants, not pilgrims, and they were subjects of Rome. As such, they all spoke Greek, the language of the Roman military and of commerce for much of the early imperial period. But they were also multilingual, speaking languages of their natal lands: Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, and the list goes on and on. as it was for those gathered in Jerusalem 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, so it is for us. Pentecost is the answer to the question, what should we do now that we know the love of God? Here is where the Holy Spirit is like a wild goose, an image that comes to us from the Isle of Iona. Because geese are just as likely to waddle right up to you as they are to chase you and nip you on the behind. You've heard me say more than once that part of what I heard in your calling me as your rector was a desire to grow deeper as a community, deeper in your spiritual life and deeper in service to the wider community. Yesterday at Diocesan Convention, Bishop Eugene Sutton, in his address, unveiled a new vision and mission for our diocese. Encounter Christ, engage the world. The full vision statement is, the Episcopal Diocese of Maryland is a community of love. A community of love. And how do we live that out? The full mission statement is, the mission of the Episcopal Diocese of Maryland is to encounter Christ everywhere and engage in God's mission of reconciliation in the world. As he spoke about how we are to encounter and engage, I realized the slide that he had up on the screen was calling all of us into deeper personal and communal spirituality and deeper connection and service at local and global levels. For real, he stole it from us. That wild goose snuck up behind me and got my attention with a loud honk, because the Spirit is blowing not just here in Mount Airy, but throughout our diocese. And I believe it is also there in the vision being set forth by our presiding Bishop Michael Curry throughout this entire branch of the Jesus movement that we call the Episcopal Church. The Spirit lit on those gathered in Jerusalem as divided tongues as of fire. But I sense the Spirit in our midst here and now when our hearts are set on fire. The work of encountering Christ and engaging the world is the continuing work of the birthing and broadening that began in Pentecost. There's no one way to do this work. And in fact, it will look very different in each gathered community in our diocese as the hearts there get fired up in different ways. And so as we slowly move into some of this visioning work here at St. James, as we discern new ways we are being called deeper in encountering and engaging, even as we work more intentionally for those things that we already do with great love, I can't wait to see how that wild goose surprises us and our hearts are set aflame. Some of this work will be individual deepening, but all of this work will be rooted in community. Because just as it was for those first followers known as the Way, it is just as true for us that we are created for community and never fully live in God's image until we live in communion. The Spirit's fiery love creates community wherever it goes. We just have to pay attention to it bubbling up amongst us. Jesus called for the Advocate to be with us forever, to abide with us, and to be in us. And so this day, my prayer is that we can open our hearts and our hands to this gift, Pentecost, and every day. Amen.